Leave your device in Gamble to the next administration and get you down.
Is that going to be on expenses?
I'll have time to make you one.
Yes.
I have got a leave.
Are we recording?
We are.
A big one.
Have we started recording?
I have, but...
Okay. Well, as we've started recording this meeting, that I formally welcome you all to this well-publicised meeting on the 6th of April, 2023. I'm not going to start with what's on the agenda. I'm going to start and talk about Councillor Raymond Michael Smith, who, as we now know, is not or has not put his name forward as a nominated candidate for the elections next month, and that means that after 21 years on the council, he is retiring. And what marks him out from probably everybody in this room and certainly everybody on the council is that for the great majority of that time he has been a cabinet member. And so his knowledge of his portfolios is encyclopedic. He often talks about things that none of us knew or remember, and as you know, Mike has been my deputy leader for 7 years and was Mike Heenan's deputy leader during Mike's last period. So the experience and the know-how is just astonishing. I want to thank you, Mike, personally. I will say all of this plus a bit more probably at the council meeting when we hold it, but I wanted to just thank you personally. We will all miss you and your experience and the way that you deal with things. When we went to the planning meeting last night, I sat next to you and you were shaking with emotion. You were that driven by what you were saying, with great effect, I might add, and that's often the case. So thank you, Mike, and I'm sure that the rest of the cabinet would also like to echo those thoughts before we move on.
Here.
Thank you very much, leader. Thank you.
And you'll be able to stop calling me leader, won't you, after May?
Oh, my mate, yes.
Maybe we'll have a beer in Nosolet.
It's just for a change.
Right, so if we move on to the formal agenda items, are you happy that I sign the minutes of the meeting on the 9th of March as circulated?
I'm happy.
We are. Yep.
Thank you. We're all here, so there are no apologies. There are no councillors' questions. So moving on to the proposals of Cabinet this evening. The first report is mine in relation to a shared services arrangement moving forward with Cannock Chase District Council. And so, as you know, there have been a number of council meetings that have moved this particular item forward. And as a consequence of the meeting that was held, I think from memory, in December, indeed, it tells us that paragraph 3.1, that of course both authorities at Stafford and Cannock approved the business case on the 6th and 7th of December. As a consequence of that, we need to move forward with agreeing that framework and delegating shared services accordingly. And so, as you can see from the appendices and from the formal proposals at paragraph 2, we're asked to approve and recommend that this council is the lead authority in relation to certain shared services, those being economic development and planning, operations, transformation and assurance and law and governance functions. and it chases us to be the legal authority in relation to regulatory services, well-being, housing and corporate asset management, finance and transformation assurance functions. In relation to those items, there are lists attached to appendices 2 and 3. We're also asked to recommend that the council delegate all non-executive functions, for example, licensing and registration or regulatory matters, with the exception set out to Cannock Chase Council. We're asked to recommend that council accept the delegation to Cannock Chase of all non-executive functions relating to town and country planning and development control. And there's a list in parentheses of those other items relevant to that. And again, there is a noted exception. And we're also asked to recommend that council, that council is asked to confirm that council officers are placed at the disposal of Cannock Chase District Council to help facilitate the shared service approach. Subject to those, at paragraph 2.2a, b and c, I'm not going to go through those again. We're asked to approve the recommendations, but also at e, curiously there is no d. I, as the leader or the leader, be authorised to approve individual service level agreements for each service in consultation with the Chief Executive. And so that's a rather long-winded proposal. Would anybody like to make any comments? I'll take silence as a no, and in those circumstances, could we just confirm that we're happy to approve and recommend those proposals?
Yeah.
Aye.
Thank you very much. And so moving then on, please, to item 4B1, Councillor Pert, at page 23.
Thank you, Leader, and good evening, Cabinet. So this report is a proposal to delegate to the head of service and the cabinet member the ability to spend the homeless prevention grant between 2023 and 2025. The prevention grant is given to local authorities who control the homelessness, statutory homelessness duty, and in broad terms, by having an agreed path up front, it allows greater certainty, particularly as some of the market is quite fluid. I particularly reference the availability of temporary accommodation for those people who are homeless. The activity that the council has been doing is focused under six areas, which is about supported accommodation and sanctuary schemes to prevent domestic abuse victims becoming homeless, staffing costs, the homelessness IT system, contributions to support agencies, funding for activities such as rent and advance deposits and writing off rent arrears. And it is all in line with the requirements that are given to this council under the Statutory Homelessness Reduction Act of 2018. This is a ring fence grant which comes from government, and the proposal is that the head of service in conjunction with the cabinet member takes on the delegated ability to spend the grant as it comes in.
Thank you, Councillor Burt. Any comments? Councillor Trowbridge.
Thank you, Leader. This is really good news, extra money into homeless. I spent the day with a homeless person on Tuesday, so I very much welcome this fund coming through.
I should just say it's not extra money, it's only about the delegated function of spending the money. So it's not additional money. To be absolutely clear, this is about being able to spend the money.
then absolutely get spending. Thank you, sorry.
Thank you, we're all happy with that proposal.
Yes,
extra money.
And so moving on, please, to the next item, again, Nietzsche and Councillor Burt.
Thank you, Leader. This item relates to additional burdens that are placed on this council thanks to the Police Crime Sentencing and Courts Act. That's a really big mouthful. I wonder where they dream them up from. That has become a legal requirement as of the 31st of January 2023, and it puts additional burdens on this council to work more closely with other partners in the public sector, people like the police, the health service, and the fire service. And I think in broad terms that is a good thing, albeit we didn't need government to tell us to work more closely with them, because we already work very closely with those partners already. This relates to the serious violence duty particularly, and obviously this is a national focus, can be something which is for those victims very debilitating. So as a result, this is about making sure that we interweave the plans for serious violence and for antisocial behaviour and community safety into our community partnerships, community wellbeing partnerships, and we also make sure that the senior responsible officer delivers against the plans the government have set out. And the proposals are contained in paragraph 2.1, and I don't intend to read those five bullet points out.
Thank you. Does anybody have any points they wish to make? Councillor Winnington.
Yeah, thank you. Just a fairly minor one. This has got fiscal implications, and I know in the report it does say that the Police and Crime Commissioner actually decides where the money's being spent. Is that a fair surmise? That's the first part. And the second part is who scrutinises where that money goes?
So the answer to the first part is there is additional money coming from central government under new burdens, and then that is then, as you rightly say, coming from the Police and Fire and Crime Commissioner into the authority. The money will be allocated based on the community safety partnership strategy, which is evidence-based. Some of that evidence is being gathered at the moment, you know, empirical evidence. And then the partnership will spend money based on that, and it will be a partnership spend rather than a this council spend. So I would hope it was cost neutral. And in terms of holding the partnership to account, there is a quarterly meeting with the Police and Fire and Crime Commissioner as a Staffordshire-wide review.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. So are we happy to accept the proposals? Thank you.
Yeah. Yep.
The last item is marked as confidential, and ordinarily that would mean that we would turn the microphone off. Before we do that, however, I would also like to send my best wishes, and I'm sure the rest of the Cabinet, to Andrew Bailey, who is conducting his last Cabinet meeting ever, probably relieved to do so, and in terms of last night's planning meeting, probably relieved that was probably one of his last planning meetings as well. So, Andrew, the best wishes of all of us around the table go with you, and obviously just want to publicly thank you for all of your public service. I'm sure Jim will ring you up if he needs a question answering. although a little messenger told me that you actually started employment on the same day here, is that right?
Yes, okay. We did.
So, but thank you, Andrew. I don't know your length of service, and I don't expect you to say so, but I as far as I can recall, you have been here certainly as long as I have, and so thank you for all of that.
Thank you.
And before we do finally turn the microphone off, this is Councillor Smith's last report, which is sadly confidential and will not be recorded, and I'm very sorry, Kerry, we're going to have to ask you to leave.
I could say a few words without implicating anybody or any finance.
If that's that, the way that you want to deal with it, then go for it, councillor.
Okay, right, well,
very bravely there.
This was a benefit in kind to some staff. It was provided through the county council until last year, who after changes could no longer offer the service to the districts. The scheme was actually closed to new staff in 2010 as a result of single status, which was all agreed with the trade unions. And gradually, as people have left or retired, the numbers have reduced and are now only four people involved. The attractiveness of the schemes has diminished over the years because of the benefits being undermined by having to pay more council tax, more income tax. So the proposal is to consult with those four members of staff and come up with a negotiated cash alternative.
Thank you. Given that it is a confidential report, if you have any comments, can you bear that in mind, please? Good. Are we happy just to close?
I will bear that in mind. Thanks.
Councillor Trowbridge.
I would just like to say what a lovely report to end on to a dear friend, never mind a councillor. And I'm sat here between two lovely people, and I'm going to miss both of them very, very much. But I think you've both served Stafford Borough to your best for many years, and I thank you both.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, well said.
Thank you. I suppose I ought to just ask if we actually want to accept Councillor Smith's proposal.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, and so that does bring to an end the final cabinet meeting of this 4-year council session.
Yes.